Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, we're back. It's 34 after the hour. I got 13 on my mind. Folks, I gotta warn you. If you're a victim, if you're suffering from triskaidekaphobia, which, as you may know, if you are, then you know you're next year. I'm sorry to tell you that, because of all the times that you could have had, the 13th year could have gone well. I'm afraid this is not one of them, and I'm worried about our friend Rich Gaydon, who's here right now. I'm a little worried that he might suffer from that malady. He is one of our top political operatives in the Brain Trust, in full disclosure, of the Republican persuasion, the publisher, the writer, the editor, the chief cost accountant, and the warehouse clerk over at Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column. And he's here, and our good friend Rich Gaydon, welcome back.
Shut up.
Triskaidekaphobia. You don't have a problem with that, do you?
No, I'm afraid of a lot of things. 13 ain't one of them.
You know what's weird? What's always been weird for me? I've always kind of guarded myself on the 13th, Friday the 13th, for example, and the 14th is when I would get hit.
Yeah.
I let my guard down. The 14th, Saturday the 14th would get me.
See, I have an advantage over a lot of people because my birthday is December 21st, which is either the last day of Capricorn or the Sagittarius or the first day of Capricorn.
That explains
a
lot.
I read both of those, and I just pick the one I like best.
That explains a lot, Rich. I'm glad to know this. So, okay, Rich, a year and a half or so ago, our without any sense of shame, and folks, as you know, and earlier in the hour, I said, from now on, whenever I talk about anybody in Washington on either side of the aisle, I'm going to say without any sense of shame. So about a year and a half or so ago, Rich, without any sense of shame, our government decided that they couldn't come to any conclusion on solving any problems, so they decided to create a drop dead date beyond which, you know, lies peril. And they came up with this fiscal cliff thing, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, it was not quite a year and a half ago. It was 13 months ago. It was
okay.
a year ago, November, when at the end, remember they invented this thing called a super committee.
Right.
Well, first, before they did that, you have to go back in time. This is another one of the things that irks me about these guys. Is before that, the president created the debt commission, the Erskine Bowles and Al Simpson Commission,
right,
which is fine. I mean, they're great guys, and I think they came up with a really good solution.
But without any sense of shame, he...
But the fact is that first of all, the commission had no legislative power. It's not like the base closing commission.
Right. It was a bridge club.
Yeah, and number one. And number two is it was just another example of the Congress itself kind of looking for somebody else to pass the ball to, because
right,
they didn't want to carry it over the line and get hit. So you had that. Then they went to the super committee, which was the six members of the House, six members of the Senate,
mm-hmm,
whatever the numbers were. I think
right,
it was six Republicans, six were, it was evenly divided. And their job was to come up with some solution over the next, now we're talking 10-year spans here.
Right.
Over the next 10 years, that they could save whatever the number was, you know, $1 trillion, which
right,
is $100 billion a year, which in federal budgeting terms is like one Starbucks a week.
Right.
And they couldn't do that. So in order to force the Congress to accept some solution from the super committee, as you properly say, they invented this business about, which became known as the fiscal...
Without any sense of shame, they invented that.
Without any sense, which we're just going to call WASS.
Okay, good, on. Good, all right.
With WASS, they instituted the expiration of the Bush-era tax cuts, the elimination of the AMT fix, the elimination of the DOC fix. I mean, all these things. Plus, that was on the revenue side. Plus, on the spending side, all these what they call draconian cuts,
right,
which in sum are maybe it's two Starbucks a week. And because they said the Congress can't allow this.
We'll never,
so
it'll never go over
we were,
the cliff.
We
this is so horrendous.
That's right. It's like we're all starting tomorrow morning, all going on diets.
Right.
And to show that we're serious about this, We're throwing out. We're not going to buy any Girl Scout cookies.
Now we know, as we stand here today on New Year's Eve, with no deal in hand, and the cliff literally inches from the edges of our feet, we now know how utterly dysfunctional Washington is.
Yep. I mean, and when everybody says throw the bums out, you say, really? Well, let's go back and look at this past November 6th.
Yeah.
When they kept all the bums in for the most part.
Exactly. And so now I keep reminding all of us what de Tocqueville said 200 years ago. In a democracy, the people get the government they deserve.
Yeah. Well, he also said, why aren't there any bathrooms along this route?
Exactly. We're going to take a quick break. 20 till. Right on that happy note, we're going to be right back with Rich Galen. And we're going to talk about where do they stand? And are they going to? Is anything going to get worked out? And does it even matter now? 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.